Man up, big boys, don't cry. On Monday, I posted my most popular LinkedIn post to date. At the time of writing this article, 48 hours later, it's had over 37,000 views and over 600 likes. If you haven't seen it, the graphic I used, you can see below. In addition to the comments, likes and views, the number of DMs and emails I've received from both men and women in response to the post has been overwhelming. It's confirmed what I already knew from working with thousands of people over the years. More awareness is critical about why we do what we do, how we get programmed as children, and how to better care for our mental health and that of our children. Awareness is critical. We cannot change what we aren't aware of. In this article, I'll often refer to men, as that was what the initial post was about. However, the principles are the same regardless of gender. In past articles, I've alluded to the fact that I had a troubled childhood. Because of my parents' issues, whilst largely my physical requirements were met, my emotional needs were severely neglected. No blame here, just fact. Over the past 15 to 20 years, I've done an incredible amount of research to understand what happened to me and what I can best do to heal and overcome the issues that I experienced as a result of my upbringing. Trauma with a little T. As part of my research recently, I've been doing a deep dive into trauma with a little T, something I'll talk about in more detail in future articles. Essentially, the term refers to the culmination of many tiny micro stressors that build up and, over time, adversely affect our mental health. These micro stressors can involve seemingly harmless childhood experience like being called names in the playground, receiving a nasty comment from a friend or teacher, being ignored or being shouted at for no reason. However, if we don't have a safe place to talk about them, for example, with an adult caregiver, these stressors build up over time. As a result, we quickly learn to suppress our emotions. At this point, it's probably prudent to discuss how we get programmed or conditioned as children to think, behave, and react as we do. Essentially, it can be broken down in two ways. Number one, modeling caregivers. Children watch and copy everything the adults around them do and say. So if your parents weren't able to model emotional maturity, the likelihood is that you will have picked some of that up. So, for example, if either or both of your parents were worriers, overthinkers, anxious, stressed, depressed, people pleasers, etc., and they openly display those behaviours, there's a good chance that you will have also developed them to some degree. Childhood programming happens in the subconscious, so be aware of what you're saying to your kids. Don't do as I do as I say. It simply does not work that way. Your children are always consciously watching, absorbing, and copying everything you say and do. Number two, through trial and error. As children, we will try a behavior, and if we get the response we want, we'll continue to do it. If we don't, likely we'll try something else. For example, if you discover that crying results in you being shouted at, you quickly learn not to cry. Likewise, if you try to express your emotions and get shut down, you'll learn not to talk about your feelings. In the short term, this trial and error response is a brilliant adaptive tool that keeps us safe from being emotionally hurt. However, over time, that suppression of emotions with no safe place to discuss how we feel or have our feelings validated turns inwards. As a result, what began as a short-term adaptation to help us avoid pain often results in long-term mental health issues in adulthood. These adaptations become deeper rooted with repetition and often result in anger issues, people-pleasing, feeling unworthy, not being able to stand up for what you want, keeping quiet, hating conflict, stress, depression, anxiety, addiction, low self-worth, low self-confidence, shame, guilt, feelings of abandonment, the list goes on. But back to micro stressors. If you, as a small boy, heard things like, big boys don't cry, I'll give you something to cry about, stop being such a baby, oh, you're such a girl, or you're such a crybaby, you're too sensitive, stop being so dramatic, or man up, and you didn't see emotional maturity modeled by your caregivers, or you didn't have a safe place to express yourself, to cry, be held, listened to, and be seen, you would have learned pretty quickly that showing your emotions is bad, wrong, or just downright unsafe. You will then unconsciously seek ways to bury those feelings so that you fit in with those around you. Suppression of emotions is far more prevalent in boys, historically, than girls, because girls have always been seen as the emotional ones, making it more sociably acceptable to show emotions and not be viewed as weak, although that's not always the case. Humans need to belong. It's probably important to point out here why it's so critical for us as humans to fit in and feel like we belong. It's a primal need that dates back to our early ancestors when separating from the tribe meant certain death. Humans are driven to belong. It's hardwired in us. It's what's allowed us to survive as a species for so long and is especially important as children, as we need adults to meet our needs. It's so deeply rooted in humans that we will abandon our core selves in order to be accepted. I see this all the time as a coach. People will put up with the most atrocious behavior from bosses, clients, partners, etc., because of their fear of rejection, a learned behavior from childhood. As children, our survival depends entirely on our caregivers, and so we've learned to adapt our behavior to fit in. As a result, people often develop unconscious beliefs that the core or real them isn't good enough, lovable enough, or just isn't enough in general. I'll discuss much more on this topic in future articles as it's huge. However, I had to start somewhere, and getting the basics right is essential. In the meantime, if some of what I've written here resonates with you, especially regarding emotional immaturity, I highly recommend Adult Children of Emotionally Immature Parents by Lindsay C. Gibson. Finally, if you're struggling at the moment, as so many people are, please do reach out. More help is available now than ever before. The Samaritans continue to do a fantastic job, as do Mind and My Black Dog. Plus, there are countless other peer-to-peer support groups nationally and locally. You can also contact me in confidence for a 15-minute discovery call at joe@joebanks.net. Finally, you are not alone. You are enough. You are important. You do make a difference. People do care. You are not letting anybody down, and you are loved.